The Quantum Increments of Progress, written by Z. Charnot, June 6, 1998. Part 1. There are 7 purposes: progress, light, truth, healing, building, production, and justice. Equally great, safe progress which moves them all. One of these each man must serve if he proceeds toward the great purpose. A quotation from The 7 Purposes, written by Margaret Cameron. Neither physical reality nor progress can be described in smooth, continuous, infinitely variable increments of any value. The increments are discrete, intermittent, and particle-like or lumpy. Max Planck discovered the increment of energy per beat of frequency, which can occur, and which does occur, in the set of dimensions called physical reality, E equals Planck's constant times frequency. No fraction nor continuous value for frequency, nor for energy, where E, energy, has a value following relationship to frequency, proportional to Planck's constant, and where dimensions are sequence-providing fields, sometimes with properties of perpendicularity. The provision of sequences by means of dimensions may involve other than temporal or spatial aspects of order. 2 other aspects of order are directional aspects and rate aspects. Directional aspects may even combine with rate aspects to yield various dimensional sequence combinations or complexes. Even one dimension, along a line, forward or backward, may generate more than one dimension in its sequence-providing properties. Change of direction, change in rate of movement or of motion, and the rate of change in direction, in movement or in motion, can make the pattern-providing sequences quite complex. Heading: Dimensions as a Media. This makes dimensions and sets of dimensions, media, with code containing and code conveying potential. One dimension can be translated into the codes of another dimension. This happens in life. There are scale-transcending codes. DNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, is translated into the protein-dominant substances, forms, tissues, and structures of biology, a physical body. The transcriptional replication of cells to form tissues is similarly a code following expansion from RNA, or ribonucleic acid. There is a transcriptional, translational complementarity. There is a code translating power contained in and conveyed by these pattern-providing sequences of dimensionality. Gradient structures can be visualized with a specification of range from one sequence value to another with respect to any given dimension. The discrete increments of value, which follow the quantum increments of progress along the dimensional gradient, can be shown to sometimes be plotted by fractal equations, the Mandelbrot series, with certain expansions and generalizations in the Mandelbrot method. Normally, the Mandelbrot series involves the critical feature of having an interactive equals sign, an equals sign with arrowheads on each of the 2 bars of the equal sign, pointing in the opposite directions. This Mandelbrot equals sign means that the value on one side of the equals sign has a value-following relationship to the value on the other side of the equation, as is true of any equals sign, versus an is of identity, fixed and invariant, but with the added feature that a series of values characteristic of the fractal function is generated interactively by letting the value generated by the one variant function become the next sequential value of the other variant. By being a fractal, able to expand infinitely in its values, both higher and lower, the fractal becomes an ideal interscale pattern representational method. Heading: Geometric Organization of Fields. There are charge structures and charge motions which are geometrically organized, which specify and which select certain allowed frequencies, and which exclude or which disallow other frequencies. This selection, or the allowing and disallowing, occurs because the lines of force making up the charge structures and the charge motions are continuously connected and interactive. Which charge structure is connected to which other charge structure, either as a source field or as an emissive or residue field, organizes the universe. This organizational understructure of the universe is a function of harmonics, of resonance and reverberation, based upon similarities and differences. The similarities generate connections of one kind and one degree. The differences create connections of complementarity with potentiation. This geometric organization is determined by the shape and by the structure of the fields of the charges and their movements, and by the relatedness of any two or more charge entities, example, crystalline or molecular structures. The ability to continue and to convey energy in pattern determines the interconnected flow or flux of energy, and the reorganizations or transformations which may potentially occur. Kinds and degrees of stability follow from these increments of energy and the patterns of charge structure and charge motion. Both chemistry and nuclear chemistry follow these principles. Chemistry follows the quantum mechanical values involving electrons and protons. Nuclear chemistry involves the weak nuclear force and the so-called magic numbers, for example, 8, 20, 40, 50, 86, etc. These magic numbers provide a composition of nucleons with a resolution of a kind and degree of geometric pattern. The numbers midway between the magic numbers, for example 30, 45, and 68, are isotopes of great instability, yielding radioactivity, alpha particles, helium nuclei, beta particles, high-energy electrons, and gamma radiation. This stability is due to energy wells, minimum increments of energy, which must be added to, or which must be removed from, the reactant structures in order to allow them to combine or to dissociate. Please continue to part 2.